There's a major discussion about making coffee on Shabbos, stemming from instant coffee, the Starbucks instant, which some of it isn't cooked. You have French press, you have the pour over, and we've discussed them in the past, and we'll probably discuss them, revisit them in the future. However, there's another issue that comes up is, what about presetting the coffee maker? In other words, you set everything up beforehand and the clock, the timer goes off and makes you a nice, fresh brewed cup of coffee. Is there any issue with that? So when you hear it at first glance, it seems like this doesn't seem right. Like, you can't just make a cup of coffee on Shabbos. As we know, Shabbos, the coffee isn't as good anywhere because you can't brew it. So is there a halachic problem? Is there a meta-halachic problem? So what would be some potential issue as well? The question is, well, the first problem is a bishul. I guess it'd be hard-pressed to say it's bishul. You're not doing anything. There's no maisa. So it's hard to say you violate bishul min haTorah. And there are other two rabbinical prohibitions, shehiyah and hagzara. Shehiyah, that you leave the food on before. That it's cooked before, or hagzara. You're not actually putting anything back on. And what about, is the coffee cooked already? Anyway, in terms of roasted. So Pashtus, it seems to be as a general machlokes beisila beishamai regarding shvisas kalim. Can your kalim do malacha for you? So beishamai says no. Beisila says if you set the system up on Erev Shabbos, think it talks about an irrigation system, even setting up, and Pashtus violating this deraisa, watering the grass or trapping. If you set up the system before, you're not doing anything. Beisila seems to say it's good. So, maybe this should be good also. I hope this Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Yud Ches, talks about, even though you can set up a system, but they talk about putting wheat into like a water mill. And the question is, like, the Gemara seems to say it's a problem, at least a rabbinic problem. So what's the problem here? So someone is saying, well, no, this Gemara is only, well, the Gemara, Gemara is two answers. I think one says, this is only according to Beis Shammai, but according to Beis Hillel, it's not a problem at all. Others say, no, even according to Beis Hillel, this is different because it's making noise. And I'm a Zilzil Shabbos. So therefore, this machine is making a lot of noise, so therefore it's a problem. If you assume, so the Machlokes we showed him how we paskin, whether we say making noise is a problem. That's what I think Tosis quotes from Rabbeinu Chanana. Rabbeinu Tam says it's not a problem. So if you assume it's a problem of making noise, so the question is how much noise is considered making noise? So I think Rav Moshe has a discussion about if you can hear it in another room. Not if you hear it like far away, but even. And many, again, so it depends on the coffee maker, on the dishwasher, but many are very quiet today. So therefore, they point out that could be, that would be one of the issues. And it seems to be workable. Rav Shachter has a chumrah based on Rav Zevin. He found a Rambam and Perish HaMishnayis, that when do we say Shvisas Kalim is Mutter? That's if the Malacha started before Shabbos. But here you're not actually cooking the beans until on Shabbos. So he feels that is a problem of Shvisas Kalim. Once we're on Rav Shechter, well, he also thinks it's another problem. Once you find one problem, it's like the cockroach approach is not just one. Once you have one problem, you could find many others. So another one is Rav Shechter discusses in many contexts, but he discusses there's a big difference between a Gzeira Drabbanan and a Malacha Drabbanan. A Malacha Drabbanan means you're doing an act, so therefore you can't violate B'Shevi Al Tase. But a Gzeira, if it's a Gzeira, let's say, Shabbat Yechata Gecholim, like here, you covered up, you're afraid you're going to start the call. So if it's a Gzeira, you could even violate a B'Shevi Al Tase. So that's a discussion. So number one, Rav Schechter thinks, number one, it could be a problem with Shvisas Kalim. And you could violate some Gzeiras, even B'Shevi Al Tase. There's a Chazan Ish as well, who seems to say that, I guess it's good to discuss if the coffee pot is considered Gruf of a Ketum, it's only one heat source. That could be a debate. So those are different reasons brought down why it's a problem. And I heard Rav Willig doesn't like it, maybe for these reasons. Not. I think Meta Halachi says because we're talking about with people who are addicted. So when the concern is one day you knock your coffee, time is not going to work. And I don't know, maybe you'll just either forget, you won't care, and you go ahead and make yourself another cup of coffee. But that's a meta halacha. Others, of course, you have Ramosha. Ramosha is against timers in general. He was mako by timers on lights, but he definitely didn't want timers on them. Yeah, so that's right, because Rav Schechter would also say putting a timer on a hot plate would be a problem because you could violate the Gzeira B'Shevi Al Tase. However, we don't necessarily... The Minigolim isn't like Rav Moshe, even though we accept him by lights, but that's a general shaila. Could you put a timer on a dishwasher, which might be another issue, because you might have to close it. But and others would say it's still not a problem. But others putting a timer on a hot plate, timer on a coffee. So strictly speaking, according to many, there might not be a technical problem because it's probably not Shia Gzara Bishol timers. However, Rav Moshe clearly would be against it. Rav Schechter is against making coffee. I see many people probably, because it's another halacha to tell one of the Balabatim to do something they don't understand. They don't really get it. If you're going to tell them to cook coffee on Shabbos, that it's allowed, maybe they'll set up something else. So strictly speaking, it's hard to say that you are Machalo Shabbos if you do it. However, I'd say there are many who are against it for some halachic reasons, some meta halacha, and then there are, of course, those who are Meiko. I think Rav Abadi, I think, assumes it's okay, and there are others who assume it's okay because you assume it's mutter until proven usher, but... I'd say, it's, who knows what the Minhag HaOlam is, it's a private affair, but I'd say many Rabbanim would probably tell the Baal HaBatim no, but there's definitely room to be Mako if, someone's, perhaps that depends how desperate you are for coffee, with other coffee, it might depend also on what you think of the other coffee methods besides instant coffee, if that doesn't do it for you. It depends what you think of French press and what you think of pullover. So the truth is that so French press is a major debate. So if you assume it's mutter, it's mutter. But if you assume French press is usser, perhaps you could be dealing with an issa d'oraisa. But if you're dealing with the timer, the most it seems, if anything, you're only dealing with draw buttons. Again, so if you pass... So if you're paskening b'torez vaday, so then it's mutter, so then you could use a French press. But if you're mesupik, and the choice is between a French press and using a machine, so therefore on one hand, the worst you could be over drabbanan. Other hand, depends if you're looking, you think that it might lead to other aveiros, which will eventually lead someone to do it the right. So those are some of the issues about presetting a coffee maker before Shabbos that goes on with the timer.